With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The Vilas County Board wants state lawmakers to pass a wake ordinance next session. The board passed an advisory resolution on the issue earlier this week. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
With some of the highest concentrations of freshwater lakes in the world within its borders, the issue of enhanced wakes is of particular concern in Vilas County. County conservationist Carolyn Scholl says enhanced wakes could disrupt bottom settlements, add to shoreline erosion, and unintentionally transfer invasive species. Scholl says an assessment of lakes is already showing water quality in decline in Vilas County. She worries increased enhanced wake activity will further that decline.
Lake life and all that's related to it is at the heart of our tourist community and tourist economy. More definitive research is most definitely needed on both sides of this issue, but that is going to take some time. But before that research can be completed, I urge that we would err on the side of caution and support meaningful and effective regulations.
Wake boat owners and wake sport enthusiasts are concerned restrictions will go too far and impede their enjoyment of the sport. Steve Ratke lives in the town of Lincoln and is a wake boat owner. He's also an engineer with more than 15 years of experience in automotive and shipbuilding markets. Ratke presented to the board on why some of the studies that are available on wake boats don't give an accurate picture of how they'd actually impact lakes, saying the evidence is still lacking. He'd also like to see more research on the topic, but rather than strict regulations that would limit people who recreate responsibly, he'd like to see better boater education.
We're currently training a group, a surf group, for the Irigaray chain. We're developing brochures, developing pamphlets to work with the wake boaters to better educate them. We know that the 5% putts rule applies to wake boaters. We're trying to make them better. We're trying to educate them.
The Vilas County Board unanimously passed an advisory resolution. It urges state lawmakers to pass legislation recommending enhanced wakes be generated a minimum of 50 feet from shore and in waters deeper than 20 feet. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
Prosecutors have charged a second inmate in connection with a fight that left a counselor at Wisconsin's youth prison in Lincoln County brain dead. 17-year-old Ryan Nyblum was charged Thursday in Lincoln County Circuit Court with being a party to felony murder, battery, and being a party to battery by a prisoner in connection with Monday's fight at Lincoln Hills Copper Lake Schools. According to court documents, a 16-year-old inmate threw conditioner at a counselor, punched her, and then punched counselor Corey Pruhl, who fell and hit his head on the concrete. Pruhl was declared brain dead Tuesday. According to a criminal complaint, Nyblum gave the 16-year-old the conditioner knowing he planned to attack the first counselor. Lincoln County District Attorney Christopher Ellis charged the 16-year-old as an adult with second-degree reckless homicide, felony murder, battery, and two counts of battery by a prisoner. The Associated Press isn't naming him because his attorneys could try to get his case waived into juvenile court, where proceedings are secret. A group is bringing awareness to mental health this Saturday on what would have been Nina Paholke's golden birthday. Paholke, a beloved WAOW television news anchor and reporter, died by suicide 2 years ago. Former WDEZ morning show co-host Chandra Lynn helped organize the remembrance walk for her friend.
Celebrate her birthday, her golden birthday, in a way that maybe she would have wanted to do, take a walk up to the top of Rim Mountain and watch the sunrise or watch the sunset, because it's what she really loved to do.
Lynn says for her, walking the face of Rib Mountain holds special meaning, especially given the struggles Nina silently battled before her death.
The struggle of going up that hill, it's a great workout, but it is tough, and mental health is tough. It's hard to talk about for some people, and it's just hard to go through, whether it's you personally or somebody else you know.
A fundraiser for Granite House will be held in Paholke's honor this fall. Wisconsin's management plan for wolves has been in place for months now, but the legal fallout continues. Wildlife organizations have filed a court appeal challenging the process and say their case speaks to larger issues. Mike Moen reports.
A coalition announced the appeal this week, and it centers on how the management plan came together under the state DNR. A judge dismissed the original lawsuit earlier this spring. It accused an agency panel of breaking the rules for how it interacted with special interest groups tied to hunting. Melissa Smith with Friends of the Wisconsin Wolf and Wildlife says by favoring certain voices, other wildlife groups are left behind.
The citizens of Wisconsin do not have any legal standing to challenge the rules in any decisions that's wildlife related.
The coalition says the judge's decision conflicts with principles under the public trust doctrine. The Department of Natural Resources says it cannot respond to pending litigation. I'm Mike Moen.
The bipartisan Wisconsin Elections Commission has rejected an effort to force a recall election of the state's top Republican after determining not enough ballot signatures were collected. The vote Thursday by three Republican commissioners and one Democratic commissioner means Assembly Speaker Robin Voss will not have to stand for a recall election unless a court intervenes. Voss was targeted for recall by supporters of former President Donald Trump. The Supreme Court is putting the Environmental Protection Agency's air pollution fighting good neighbor plan on hold while legal challenges go on. It's the conservative-led court's latest blow to federal regulations. The justices Thursday rejected arguments by the Biden administration and democratically controlled states that the plan was cutting air pollution and saving lives. The EPA has said power plant emissions dropped 18% last year in the 10 states where it has been allowed to enforce the rule, which was finalized a year ago. Those states include Michigan and Wisconsin. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.